Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. HISD says it's expanding efforts to feed kids during the government shutdown. Administrators say they want to make sure every child has access to a free breakfast. The district is also expanding after-school meals programs. Elizabeth Hernandez manages a cafeteria at Wainwright Elementary in Northwest Houston.
We're having to change their time schedules coming in, going out. You know, we're just doubling. But that's what we're here for. We are here because of our students, because of all the community.
Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says he's put safeguards in place to ensure students get fed. The month-long government shutdown is taking a toll on veterans in Greater Houston. That's despite assurances from the VA that clinics and medical centers will operate as usual. Marilyn Harris is a local veterans advocate and Gulf War veteran.
Some people, their appointments had to be canceled because this thing is changing every day and you never know. You never know what's going to happen. I just don't know. I've never seen anything like this. I'm 30 years in, you know, from the time I joined the military.
Greater Houston is home to the second largest veterans population of any big U.S. city. The government shutdown continues to slow air traffic around the state. Those problems started over the weekend at Houston's airports. News 88.7's Tom Perumian says lines were especially long at Bush Airport.
Getting around Bush Airport turned into a time-consuming disaster over the weekend. TSA checks only going on in terminals A and E. Lines as long as 3 hours stretched from the checkpoint out the front doors of the airport and down the sidewalks. Hobby Airport's waits stretch to more than an hour, leaving regional passengers scrambling to gates or booking later flights.
Those delays are expected to continue. The Rockets play the Dallas Mavericks at Toyota Center tonight. Tip-off is at 7. Clear skies this evening, low near 51 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, and we're expecting a high around 77 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.